We are pumped that you guys are here. This is the first one. And so a lot of times when the first year happens, January happens, now we're in February, so we're kind of a little late on this, but people start reassessing everything that they do kind of for their year, and so you have resolutions. Did anybody make any resolutions this year?
Oh, that's a good one.
Who's made a resolution? You've already dropped it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What was it?
Anybody?
Yeah.
Work out more?
Yeah.
Anybody else make resolutions at all? You might still be keeping it, and that's awesome. Do people still do that? Yeah?
Yeah. We love that. Yes. Coming
double
to base
points,
camp.
Double
resolution.
Points that
yes.
don't matter.
Yeah.
Double points that go to nothing.
It's
good. So, so a lot of us make resolutions at the beginning of the year. And so work out more, come to base camp, which is awesome. memorize scripture, go through a certain study, wake up to work out or read your Bible or something like that. So people do this every year, right? So every year, January comes around, they're like, hey, I need to reassess what I'm doing with my life at times, and I'm going to make some resolutions, and I'm going to try to set and plan for my year to move forward. And so this is a good time for that, right? The beginning of the year, it's a great time to do that. It's also a good time to kind of reassess your group. And as you lead your community group and you head into this next year, just really thinking about and trying to plan out where do I want to go with my group? What do they need to learn? How can I grow as a leader? How can we get in better alignment with expectations? Hey, what does a win look like for us this year? And set our group up for success. And so that's kind of what we want to talk about tonight. And so I got a video here, which is going to kind of help set the mood, I guess, or the tone for where we're going to try to go with this.
I'm your GPS. Turn right up ahead. You never update me, so now I just have to wing it. I meant turn left up ahead. Recalculating. Turn right now! And your cut rate insurance may not pay for all this, so get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me. Recalculating.
Mayhem is everywhere. So get an Allstate agent. Are you in good hands?
That's awesome. So it's a quick little commercial. You guys love those mayhem commercials?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. They're hilarious. I love the flag one and the snow when he breaks through. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I think they're hilarious. Has anybody ever even bought Allstate because of these commercials?
No.
Yeah, I don't
marketing.
Really do that
okay.
either. That would be,
that's all right.
That would be something. So at the very end, the guy who was president on 24 with the awesome voice says, mayhem is everywhere, right? Because mayhem is everywhere. It's obviously in the streets. It's in your life, but it's in your living rooms. It's in your living rooms week after week. There's mayhem. And so, like, in this commercial, this guy has his GPS, right? And obviously it's not working. He says he hasn't updated it in a while. It recalculates on him. He tries to turn, gets sidetracked, starts going on a new route. And he's going down there, and all of a sudden, another turn, another crisis, something else happens. He has to turn and wrecks his car, right? So he wrecks his car. And so I don't know if he caught it, but he says, hey, you haven't updated me in a while, so you've been having to wing it. And so whenever we saw this commercial and he said, hey, you haven't updated me in a while. Now you're trying to wing it. You're trying to get to your destination, but you're not really planning as well as you could have or updating this thing. And so now you're just trying to wing it. And when we saw that, we're like, wow, that's the perfect illustration for what happens a lot of times in our groups. And like, man, this is Robbie in my group. Like, well, I'll speak for myself. This is my group all the time. Like, sometimes I feel like I wing it. So as a community group leader, there's times when I feel like I wing it, and our desire here at Base Camp, as we pour into you, is that you wouldn't have to do that. So there's times when I feel like it's all I can do 30 minutes before my group just to send out a text or an email and be like, hey, where are we meeting tonight? What are we doing? And then you find we're going to meet, you go, and then it's just kind of like, hey, what do you guys want to talk about? It's just this very, I mean, you're winging it, essentially. You just kind of go through some accountability. You might read a chapter of your Bible, whatever, and then say your prayer and you're done. I'll see you next week. And so that might not be you. That happens to me every now and then. And it's not ideal, especially as you're trying to plan out your next year. It's not really the best thing. So tonight we want to look at how to get your group kind of back on track if this is you. And so what we're going to do is we're going to look at alignment, just initial alignment questions. As your group gets going here in this next year, what's a good alignment? Looking at realignment, if your group has been together for a while and you guys are like, hey, what are we going to plan to do for this year? Are we still committed to this goal? Is this still our destination? And then we're going to talk about an assessment that we've spent a ton of time as directors developing and pouring into, working with other coaches and other people to really work on an assessment tool. So we're going to look at some...
There it is.
My hand is everywhere. So let's look at some terrible alignment questions. So alignment essentially... getting everybody on the same page. So I'm going to, as a leader, I'm going to try to help cast vision and initiate and try to get everybody in my group on the same page, because the failure to do that leads to really unmet expectations. So if you have people who get in your group who really want their group to be about, hey, I want somebody to sit with on Sundays, I want somebody to go to the porch with, I want to hang out, I want the social club, I want fun, but other people aren't in the group for that reason, or nobody else is in that group for that reason, and you guys never talked about it, it's just kind of an unmet expectation of hers, then when that isn't met, there's going to be conflict and there's going to be resentment. And so it's really funny, because like 9 times out of 10 when we go and sit into a group, that seems to kind of boil down to be the issues, unmet expectations and stuff that could have been headed off if proper alignment had been done. So really, alignment is just getting people on the same page. So terrible alignment questions. The first one, can we plan our meeting time around the bachelor?
No.
Are there bachelor watchers in here? Anybody? I hope Leslie M wins. I'm just saying that. I've seen it a couple episodes. Don't judge. Grace. Oh my gosh, somebody else watches it. That's awesome. That is awesome. So that's not a great question.
What if when I'm sick of you sharing, can I just walk away?
That would be awesome. No, I mean, it's not good.
It might not be good to do, but no.
It can't be good. How about, hey, looking into this year, how little could we have God's word affect us? how little could we have God's word affect
great
us this year? Anybody?
Alignment. No. How do you feel about integrating happy hour into our weekly group time?
Maybe, wrong kind of spirit.
Maybe not.
Wrong kind of spirits.
Wrong
not
kind
the right
of spirits.
Kind of spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
How about this one? Hey, how secret can I keep my monies? Can I just not open up at all and not share and not talk about my budget or anything like that? That'd be good?
No.
No.
Okay. And what's the minimum amount of scripture that we can study? Probably going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, not great questions to try to start your group off with at all. And if you guys have had that, there's some questions, no judgment, just probably not great. So here are good alignment questions. Well, before we start through these good ones, who has ever had an alignment talk, and what questions did you ask? Has anybody ever had an alignment talk with their group? Yeah.
We just kind of asked. We did it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't really know what anybody's expectations were, and no one really knew how to do it. So after meeting maybe a month, we had a realignment time.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Because we're girls, we're really emotional. And it was basically, are your feelings, can we talk right now about if your feelings are going to forget her if I go out with Michelle just by myself? And if you find out about that, are you going to feel jealous? And if so, we need to talk about it right now.
It's good.
That's awesome.
Right now on what the expectations are on that.
That's it. Could everybody hear her answer? Okay, I thought she spoke up pretty well. So, I mean, great. So you try to head off as many issues on the front end so that when stuff like that does come up, you're like, hey, we already kind of talked about this. We have a game plan for this. We've already tried to set ourselves up for success. So a lot of y'all have already been meeting. I think probably the youngest group in here might be like 3 months old. So if you guys have never had that alignment talk, this would be a great time to do it, especially, again, as you head into your next year. Like, hey, it's a new year. Let's focus. Like, what are we going to be about as a group? What's our relationship going to look like outside of this? Let's just talk through some of these things so that there aren't unmet expectations and we can get everything out on the front end. So good alignment questions. Thank you again for your contribution there. So for good alignment questions, hey, what are expectations for this group? Are we going to hang out outside of it? Is this going to be once a week? And none of this has to be set in stone, but at least get it on the table where it's open for discussion. So are we doing that? How frequently are we going to meet? Are we going to serve together? When is it okay to miss group and when is it not? What constitutes an emergency, right? So how committed are we? So these are great things to talk through on the front end. And they're going to save you a ton of maybe just conflict and just some resentment maybe and unmet expectations on the back end. So if you've never done this before, start here. This is a great place to start just to take your time and to do that. And then if you've been meeting for a while and it might be more of a realignment talk, then we have separate questions for that.
Very good. So the next slide, I think you've got the thing. This is one of them that I'm passionate about just talking through with mainly girls. I haven't really talked through this with a lot of guys unless you're at New Leader Training, and then I spoke about it then. But I think this is just a really good picture of what the balance of community looks like. And so it is a combination of three different things, which is there is a Bible study aspect to it, there's a fun and fellowship aspect to it, and then there's a big accountability aspect to it. And so as you're reassessing how your group is doing and trying to realign for this next year, are you still doing all three of these is a great question to ask. And so maybe you started off really strong and you had it in thirds and your group was doing great, but maybe you've gotten really heavy into accountability and maybe you finished the starter curriculum that we started every group with and then nobody could decide on a Bible study to do, so okay, we'll just do accountability and we'll play games for the second hour. So maybe the Bible study part is not part of your group anymore. Maybe you've gotten into your study so much that you do an hour and a half of study, 30 minutes of just hanging out, and then everybody shares one prayer request. And so maybe accountability has kind of taken a hike. Or maybe it's turned into, we're going to show up, we're going to do 30 minutes of Bible, or an hour of Bible study, and an hour of accountability, and we'll see you again next week. And so it's like, okay, where's the fun and fellowship? And we're missing that part. And so just a reminder of, hey, each of these aspects of community have equal bearing, and they're all necessary to make your group function well. If one is missing, your group's going to be lopsided. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be a board meeting that you're coming to each week. If there's no accountability, then you're going to men or women's Bible study. If there's just fun and fellowship, then you're having a social group and you're going to the porch together. So making sure that every aspect of your group is represented here is just a great starting place. Like, how are we doing in each of these three categories? And Brian and I are here to tell you, like, our groups have been lopsided many times. You know, my group personally will finish doing a study, and then we'll spend a month or so just checking in, doing accountability, praying for each other, having fun, just catching up. And then it's like, oh, we haven't done a study in a while. You know, let's maybe get back on that. So hear us say, like, it's a natural thing to maybe sway one way more than the other. But it's great as you're entering a new year to kind of realign and say, okay, wait, let's pause. How are we doing? Are we having fun? Is that even a priority for us? Okay, how can we incorporate that? And so checking yourselves on all three of those categories. So as you kind of recalculate, these three questions underneath right here, it says basically what we want you to do is assess how last year went. So if you've been together for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year or two, how have you been doing up to this point? What are things that you've done well as a group? What are things that you've not done well as a group? Don't just focus on the negative. Celebrate the positive. That's huge. I think a lot of times when we reassess, we tend to focus on, okay, what have we done bad that we can do better? No, what have we done well that we need to keep doing as well? And so those three questions that we have under there, what should we keep doing, what should we start doing, and what should we stop doing? Those are just three great questions to kind of assess, because what should we keep doing? Hey, we're doing accountability really well. Let's keep doing that. Like, it's working. Like, we're holding each other accountable. We're asking the right questions. What do we need to start doing that maybe we haven't? So maybe that's serving together. That's just an example. Maybe your group hasn't ever done that before, but you've kind of toyed with it. You've talked about it. Maybe this year we start serving together. And what do we need to stop doing? So maybe when you show up at somebody's house, the TV is always on, and you end up getting sucked into Parks and Rec for the first 30 minutes. And so maybe you need to stop having the TV on when you start your group time. So whatever that is, it's part of your assessment. What do we need to start? What do we need to stop? And what do we need to keep? And so that's just a great starting point. Where are you growing? What took your group off course? So maybe you've diverted. Maybe you started off doing the three circles, and now maybe accountability is not a part of your group anymore. It's just a quick 5-minute prayer request, and then we're gone. Or maybe, like I used my group as an example, maybe you're not doing a study or any kind of sharpening in the word anymore. okay, how did we get there? What took us off course? And so it's just, it's not placing blame. It's just assessing so you know where you came from so that you don't repeat the same mistakes again, because it's easy to do. And so I wrote on here, we want you to be flexible and care for your group, but this doesn't necessarily need to change your destination. So if your goal is still the same as a group, to have fun, to fellowship, to hold each other accountable, to be authentic, to do a study together, if that is still your goal as a group, which we hope it is, you know, maybe your group has diverted for whatever reason. So I kind of wrote just down here, it's okay to change course or direction as long as it doesn't involve avoiding conflict or running from your responsibility as a leader. So if your group has, for example, someone is struggling and you're uncomfortable discussing whatever their struggle is, so maybe you choose to limit the time of accountability that your group does. So you've cut down on accountability, like, okay, well, let's just do a prayer request. And so because as a leader, you weren't sure how to handle someone bringing a certain issue up. And so if you are running from an issue, maybe we need to redirect, how do we deal with this? How do we address it and still be healthy rather than just avoiding it altogether? I put down another possible one. Someone asks too many theological questions. So maybe you're doing a study and someone in your group is asking you deep theological questions during a study time and you don't know the answers. And so you're like, well, maybe we shouldn't do a study anymore. Let's just do accountability. So those are examples of reasons that your group may have gotten off course, but we need to recorrect that course and get back in line and use your coaches, use your directors to help you if situations like that get tough. An example I thought of maybe a positive deterrent in your group. Say, as you're doing accountability with each other, you become aware that everybody in your group is struggling sharing their faith at work. They just don't know how to share with people that they work with. They don't know how to share the gospel. They can't articulate it. And everybody in the group is like, ooh, me too, me too, me too. So maybe as a group, you decide, okay, let's in the spring, instead of doing a study, instead of meeting at our house on Thursday nights, let's all go take Equip Disciple together. It doesn't look like the three circles right now, but we're going to do that because this is an area of weakness that we all agree with, and we're going to go do this together and hold each other accountable to doing that. It's not a forever direction, but it's for a season, and it's for a healthy growth because it's a weakness that you've identified with your group as a whole. So that's just one of those positives. Like, yes, we've changed directions, but it's for our growth and for our good, and our ultimate goal is still the same. We still want to come back together, hold each other accountable to sharing our faith, to having fun together, and to spending time in God's word. So we put a couple of scriptures on. Oh, you already did. Thank you. So on this, just being flexible, you know, as I talked through, just different things can take your group off course. That does not mean your group is a failure. Your group is doing horribly. My group has been off course many times. And so it's not a failure. It's a natural natural stride of a group as they're growing. So a couple of these scriptures that we put down here. Ephesians 4, walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And then also in Colossians, put on then as God's chosen ones, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another as the Lord has forgiven you. And so, you know, Scripture calls us to continue to bear with one another. So if there is a season of high need, you know, whatever that looks like, maybe someone lost their job, maybe someone lost a loved one and there's been a death and you're like, okay, you know what? We're not going to do the study tonight. We're here for you. You know, we're going to love you. Someone had a horrible breakup. Whatever that might be, it is okay to say, okay, you know, we're going to put this study off and focus on just caring for you and loving on you and encouraging you tonight. The issue becomes when that diversion takes you off course continually. And so you're continually every week just, your group is surrounded around rescuing this person and making sure that they're okay, and you don't go back to study. You haven't course corrected and come back. That's the part where, as a leader, yes, we are called to bear with one another, to have compassion, to do that as well, and to know that it's not just for that one person, it's for the rest of your group as well. And so how are you loving and caring for them and encouraging them and course correcting and making sure that they are being held accountable, they are being encouraged, they are being sharpened in the word, they are being held accountable as well. And so it's a lot of responsibility on you as a leader, on all of us as leaders, to be able to still care and be compassionate and check in, and also make sure the rest of the group is still being cared for and moving forward as well. So it is tricky. And so as a leader, yes, if there are extenuating circumstances, please don't be so rigid that you're like, nope, you can cry for 10 minutes and then we're going to do a Bible study. Or whatever guys do. Guys don't cry, do they?
Sometimes.
Okay. Definitely go with the Spirit. Be sensitive to the fact of, hey, you know, like, your mom just died. Like, we are not doing this study. We are going to love you tonight, and we're going to sit here, and we're going to pray for 30 minutes, and we're going to hold you and let you cry, and that's okay. And so don't be so rigid that you have to be like, no, they said at base camp we've got to do 33% of Bible study tonight. It's okay. It is okay. Bear with one another. And know that as you help and encourage and love this person in need, that there are still 5 to 7 others who need you to lead them towards the goal that your group agreed upon. And so it's a balance. And if it's confusing, if you've gone off course, it's okay. We've got some great kind of realignment questions to kind of walk through on, hey, let's focus on how we can get back to the goal that we want and still care for the person in need, mm-hmm. and that's okay. So some of the realignment questions that we kind of talked through, are we still committed to the same destination? Do we still want to do Bible study? Do we still want to hold each other accountable? Do we still want to have fun and fellowship, or do we just want to show up and do our accountability and Bible study and peace out? That doesn't sound fun to me, but, you know, talking through, are we still, we decided we wanted all three aspects in the beginning, but we've kind of neglected the fun part. Do we still want that? And so just kind of having a conversation with your people. How do we get back on course while still caring for each other well? So, you know, being open and asking that to the group, like, hey, we want to be sensitive to the situation that's going on, and we want to care for that, and, you know, we want to stay on course so that everyone is still growing in being sharpened in God's word in this study. And so help me know, as a leader, help me know how we can balance that out and still do it together. How have you done it? Balancing accountability, study, and fun together. Ask your people. This is a great test for you as a leader in just being humble and having humility. This fourth question, ask your people, what are some ways that I can improve as a leader this year? And so just getting honest feedback from your group. Hey, help me know what I've done well that I need to keep doing, what I've not been doing that I need to start doing, and what I've been doing that I need to stop doing. And so being vulnerable enough to ask of your people, hey, help me as I take on this role as a leader, what does it look like for me to care for you well? I want to do that. I've signed up to do that. I'm here. But I don't just want to show up and play a role and send you an email once a week. What can I do to love you well? And so just asking them for honest feedback. What is an individual goal for you this year? This is a question that Brian thought of to put on here. For you to ask each member in your group, hey, what's your individual goal for this year? And spiritual goal really is kind of what we had in mind of, hey, do you want to memorize more scripture this year? Okay, let's say 5 verses, okay? How can we hold you accountable to that? Maybe your goal is to read through the Bible in a year. So we need to know that to hold you accountable and just ask, like, how are you doing with reading through the Bible? Like, did you get stuck? I've tried to read through the Bible several times in a year and gotten stuck several years in a row doing that. So it's a hard thing, but having accountability, knowing what they're trying to do, is helpful. Maybe their goal is to go through region this year. So maybe asking them, hey, how is that going to go through region? And so Just being able to go around to each person, and maybe they're like, I don't know. Well, maybe that's a challenge for them. Hey, how about next week we all come back and we each have one spiritual goal that we can know about for each other and hold each other accountable to? And then the last one that we put on here, and by the way, these are not all inclusive. You can definitely add to it as you have questions to ask for your group. Maybe there's unique questions of ones that you think of that are pertaining to your group. And you can combine these with the initial alignment questions that we had earlier as well. But this last one, after meeting for a year, what is our plan? So some of you have been together almost a year. And so, you know, as you go through Group Link, we ask everybody to commit to at least a year together. And so once you get to your year, is it like, whew, made it, peace out, see ya? Or is it, hey, are we going to stay together? Like, this has been really, really beneficial for me. I feel closer to God. I feel like my walk is stronger today than it was a year ago. And if that is the case, like, A, congratulations and yay, God, and continue on, yay, God, yes, and continue on in that path. If everybody's still on board, or do we divide and conquer? So maybe your group has dwindled down. Sometimes in single world, people get married. So people go off and get into a foundation group or whatever. Some people move for jobs, whatever that looks like. And so as many of you know in this room, groups dwindle. And so if your group is down to four people, do you divide and conquer? And so what we mean by that is, do you eat two people and two people decide to co-lead, go back through Group Link, and take a new group of girls or guys and say, okay, we're going to lead our own group. We're going to co-lead together. So after a year, would that be a potential option? And then, you know, reload. So if you're down to three, four, five, and you're like, hey, we want to stay together, we want to keep going, but we're in a healthy place in our group to be able to take on a couple more people. And so just having that conversation of, hey, are we open to my cousin Susie joining our group, or my roommate Becky jumping in with us, or my bro Joe? No, I'm sorry. I was just trying to throw my a guy bro. Thing in there. I'm very girl-sided, so your bro bros. Joe. So just being able to assess as a group, sorry, that was really cheesy. Are we ready to reload and add people into our group? Are we even in a place where we can add people? Yeah. Is that the best thing for us? And so Brian's going to talk a little bit about an assessment tool that we have that helps you know if your group is in a healthy place to add people at this time.
Yeah. And again, like she said, these are only example questions. I mean, you don't have to just run through these and think you're good. I mean, if you want to tailor fit them any way you can or think of other ones, it's great just to reassess again for the year. Hey, are we still committed to this? Is this still where we want to go? How can I grow as a leader this year to be more effective in loving you and caring for you? So so one tool to as a leader, so one tool that we can give you that helps you know how to care for your people, right? So if we're all shepherds here. So if we're a shepherd and we have sheep, we have a flock, how to care for your flock well, to know the condition of your flock and how to love them well, we have our assessment, which we'll just kind of walk through. It's really easy. And so if you guys have been around Watermark for a while, you know that we have like the 4B form. And so every year we talk about how our membership goes down to zero. And so everybody has to kind of re-up and they do their 4B form. You guys know what I'm talking about? Yes. Okay. So what the assessment tool is really kind of like the 4B form for community groups. So instead of having believe, belong, be trained, be strong, we talk about the four kind of aspects of community that we really taught on originally at GroupLink if you came through GroupLink. So encouragement, care, acceptance, and accountability. And so we take those four big kind of pillars of community that we really prop the whole thing up on, and we ask just kind of very specific, detailed questions, about three for each topic, on, hey, how did you guys do in this with encouragement? How did you do in this for acceptance? And so it's really easy. I'm going to walk you through it. But I guess we can first look at why the assessment tool. So I have three verses here. It's really tiny on here, and my vision's not great, so I'm going to walk over here. So the assessment tool, so Proverbs 27:23 says that to know well the condition of your flocks and give attention to your herds. And so if you guys were at Leader Liftoff, who all was at Leader Liftoff a few weeks ago, right? Awesome.
Oh, good.
That's awesome. Like so when JP started his talk, do you remember how he addressed you? Does anybody remember? Church. Pastors, right? He called you pastors. He's like, hey, guys, or like, I should call you pastors because that's what you are. And you really are pastors. You are pastors of a little flock of four people, five people, eight people, however many. These are people that God has entrusted you with. Sometimes you wouldn't maybe have picked them, What, right? Because that's everybody's story. But he's entrusted you with these handful of people for this season. And so what our assessment tool does, it helps you know the condition of your flock. It helps you know your people so that you know how to care for them, you know how to love them, you know how you know the direction that your group is going, and you know how to lovingly lead them for this next year. It also helps us as coaches and as directors to know what's going on, because if you look at the next one, let's drop down to that Hebrews 13 verse, the third one. It says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy, not with groaning, for that will be of no advantage to you. So those who are placed over this many groups, right? So if you're over five people, you have to give an account for them. As directors, we are over multiple coaches who have multiple groups, sometimes 50 different groups or 70, depending on the people. We have to be accountable to them. We need to have our bosses come up to us and say, hey, what's going on in that group? And we can be like, hey, I know exactly what's going on. These are the five people. This is what they're struggling with. This is where they're having victory. They just started serving here, whatever. So we need to be accountable for the people who God has placed under our care, just as you are accountable for the four, five, seven, however many people who are underneath you. And so a great way to know how your people are doing, to know how to care for them, to see the health of your group, is our assessment tool. So I'm just going to walk through this thing really fast. It literally takes, I think Robbie timed herself, it took her 3.5 minutes.
Yep.
So it is not a big deal. all of your coaches, we emailed, again, a link to them. So you take this online. It takes 3.5 minutes. And so the next time you meet, we would love for this to be a part of that realignment talk as you guys head into this new year. Hey, everybody, we're just pass a laptop around. Everybody do the assessment super fast, super easy, and gives you a ton of information to know what's going on in your groups, to know how to love your people. So this is a screenshot. So this is what it looks like when you sign on. So we'll have the link. We'll get it to you. But you can't really kind of see it. But underneath the big bold black line, it says, hey, put in your coach's or your leader's name, last name, and then first initial. So Jackson B., Russell R. If you're co-leading, just everybody figure out who you want to put it under, right? So don't put one and then somebody else put another. So if you're co-leading, everybody just get together, pick one. It's no big deal. It just helps us out on how to track it down. So all you're going to do, type in your leader's last name. Have your people type in your last name and then the first letter of your first name. Hit next. And then it's going to come to this little sheet where you just kind of have the little click buttons there on the right. So you see care, encouragement, accountability, and acceptance. Again, those four pillars of group link that we talk about, that we base this whole thing on. And then we spent over a year figuring out what are the 12 best questions. We bounced a lot of questions around. What are the 12 best questions that help us assess the health of a group in a very generic, very fast way, but that gives us a really specific pinpoint understanding of what's going on. So under each of those four categories, you'll have three questions where you'll be able to say, like, I think one of them is like, hey, how does your group do at encouragement when you're there? And you're like, well, I don't think we do a very good job, so strongly disagree, or disagree, agree, somewhat agree, whatever. And so this is all anonymous, so you can tell your people that this is anonymous. We just want good, healthy feedback. Don't try to make anything that it's not, okay? So they can run through these, answer all of them honestly, hit next, and then that's really it. So it's going to give you a handful of extra questions that you guys can print off and talk about in your group. And again, I can't really see that because it's pretty small. But it's just a lot of questions that are like, hey, what do you guys want to accomplish in the next 4 months? Or how can we do better at leading? Or what would be good for encouragement? Whatever. So, what?
I was trying to read it.
It's really, really tiny. I can't do it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just a print-off screen. So you can print this off and talk about it in your group. And so you'll click done, and that's really it. That's how fast it is. So if you can get all of your people to do that, what you'll do is once your group is completed that, let your coach know. Okay? Let your coach know. They'll tell us, and we'll be able to print off the results. So this is what the results look like. So this is an example group of what these results look like. Again, nobody's name is on there at all. It's just numbers. So you'll see on that far right-hand side that there's an 8. So there's 8 people in this group who took it. Let's look at that second thing, the second question where it says, we encourage one another in our pursuit to share Christ with others. So it's an evangelism question. So 3 people said, yeah, we really agree with that. I think we do push each other well. 4 are like, somewhat, we're okay in that. And then 1 person was like, hey, I disagree. I don't think we really do that well at all. And so when you have that kind of disparity, that's a great opportunity to just bring it up and talk about it. And so that's what your coach is able to do. He's able to go and sit in your group and say, hey, I'm looking at your results. I don't know who answered what. I don't know who said they disagree, but we're kind of all over the board here. So let's, it gives us an opportunity to talk about it and say, hey, like, hey, how are you encouraging each other to share your faith? Do you guys know how to share your faith? Would you want to go to Equip Disciple or something else to equip yourself to know how to share your faith? What steps are you taking? Because obviously people are, some are satisfied in that and some are not satisfied in the condition of their group for that. Sometimes you'll take it and you'll have eight people will strongly agree with that they feel encouraged. And that's something to be celebrated. I don't want this to be some negative thing where like, oh, we're always across the board and it's we're a terrible group. That's not the case. This is just a tool to help you. So when you have consensus or you have a majority of people saying one thing, that's great. You should celebrate that. It's a really cool thing. So again, let your coach know when your group does this. Have this be part of your realignment for the next year. Let us know. We'll come sit in and help you so that you know how to lovingly lead your group with this information that you can care for them. You'll know how to pray for them, and we will know how to equip you and resource you and pray for you as well.
And so one of the things that we actually put on y'all's table tonight is kind of your cheat sheet for it. It's at the top of it, it says how to be a healthy community or something like that. There should be a stack of that in the middle, not the PowerPoint, but the other stapled handout. This has all 12 questions on it, and it tells you our heart behind it. And then it also tells you tangible things that your group can do. So say your group scored low in encouragement. It gives you tangible things like try this, send this, you know, meet up to do this, text once a day by doing this. It gives you tangible things to break down. If your group is low in a certain area, this is a great thing to kind of go through. Like, hey, what are two or three things on this list that y'all think we should start doing? Again, my three questions, what do we need to stop doing? What do we need to start doing? What do we need to keep doing? And so if your group is low in something, okay, what do we need to start doing from this list? And it gives you ideas to choose from. If your group is really high in an area, hey, what do we need to keep doing? Like, what is it? How did we score so high on caring for one another? What is it that we're doing that we need to make sure that we keep doing? Mm-hmm. And so that is a great resource for you to just kind of take through, read through it. And then once your group is at a point where you do take the assessment, which, by the way, if you've only been meeting for 3 months or 4 months, like, it's not time to take that yet. Once you've been meeting at least 6 months, you can take it. And by the way, we do ask groups to take this once a year. Yeah. So if you stay together longer than a year, chances are you're going to take it again a year after that. And so that's good. It gives you a picture of, hey, look, we scored lower in this area last year, and here we are a year later, and we all but one agree with it. Like, oh my gosh, what great victory. And that's something to celebrate as well. So take these, how to be a healthy community or whatever it says at the top. I think that's what it says. Yeah. Am I right?
I think so. Okay.
Take those and read through it. And that way, once you do go through the assessment, you have some tangible things to take away from it to try and add into your group time. And so last thing, we're going to let you guys jump into huddle time. And these are just some questions that kind of would process what we talked about tonight. And so just the first two are about the assessment. So any fears that you have about taking the assessment, if you think, oh my gosh, my group is going to be disagree on everything, like, talk about those fears. If you're sitting at a table and your group has already taken the assessment, share with others at the table, like, what was that like for you? How did the discussion go? Like, was everybody all over the board? Was it encouraging? Was it discouraging? Share that with people at your table that haven't had the opportunity to take it yet so that they can have a realistic picture of what that looks like. Where do you think your group has gotten off course this past year? So maybe there is an area where you are like, we don't do accountability really well, or maybe we really haven't done a study in like 3 months. And so just kind of talk through areas, or maybe our group doesn't have fun together. We do accountability and Bible study really well, but we don't really hang out or do anything fun ever. And so talk about that so that you can get ideas from other leaders at your table. And then what is one area where you would love to see your group grow this year? And so just kind of processing through that, like, I would really like to see us hang out outside of group time more, or I would really like to see us go deep into a study and really challenge each other with how we're memorizing scripture or whatever that looks like. And so if you have time to talk about these at your table during huddle time, great. If not, process these when you get home. Pray about it. Ask them in your group time. I think that would be a great opportunity for you guys. So We're going to break off into huddle times. If you combine with another table, feel free to go back to your original one. But we'll come up and close this out with about 5 minutes left at the end. Okay.
Thanks guys.